Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. Will the bipartisan Gang of Eight's immigration bill make it to a vote or get buried under a barrage of amendments? The bill goes before the Senate Judiciary Committee tomorrow. Last night, senators filed a flurry of amendments to meet the deadline. They now total about 300. The original bill would offer a path to citizenship for the country's 11 million undocumented immigrants, strengthen border security, increase the number of high-tech visas, and increase a new guest worker visa for lower-skilled jobs. Alan Gomez covers immigration for USA Today. Alan, you took a look at one amendment. It has to do with biometric security. Now, explain to us, when are people fingerprinted now when they come in or go out of the country?
Foreigners who come into the country now are already fingerprinted. If you get a visa to come into the country, that's taken care of at consulates and embassies in other countries before people come in. When you leave, it's not the same thing. They check your passport, they check your basic information and try to match that up so they can figure out who's in the country and who's leaving. And the current Senate bill, they're calling for a little bit of an expansion of that, but One of those 300-some amendments that we saw last night was filed by Senator Orrin Hatch, calling for fingerprinting of all departing passengers and to get that program started within the next few years. They want to do that so that they have a better idea of who's leaving the country and, more importantly, who's left behind and who's overstayed their visas.
Now, I'm wondering, I don't know if you know this, I'm wondering if this had anything to do with the Boston Marathon bombing. One of the accused bombers left the country and went and visited Russia and then came back.
That has definitely gotten into the debate on this bill. It's shortly after the Boston bombing, there was a lot of concern that, is this the right time to be, A, bringing in a lot more people, but also has led a lot of the senators who are looking at this to really think about ways to even further tighten our security procedures so that we know if somebody, say, who's on a watch list or something like that is leaving the country, to flag that. To hear folks at the Department of Homeland Security, that process actually worked in this case. So we're still kind of waiting to hear some of the details about that. It's a question of how much that information was shared with the proper intelligence authorities.
That has to do with Tamerlan Tsarnaev. But moving back to these amendments, I mean, I don't know, have you gotten through all of them? I mean, Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, Iowa, filed 77.
Yeah, he definitely came out ahead of everybody else. We've been through a majority of them, and they really run the gamut. On the Republican side, you're seeing a lot more emphasis on tightening the border, on adding even more protections to stop future waves of illegal immigration. You got somebody like Senator Lee, who his first few amendments, Senator Mike Lee from Colorado, sorry, mm-hmm. his first three amendments are strike the bill entirely and, you know, start focusing solely on border security and trying to approach immigration reform in a much more step-by-step process. And then on the other side, you're seeing Democrats who are trying to change the bill to, let's say, help parents who are caught up in an immigration raid so that they can arrange for care of their children, or for establishing humane conditions in the Department of Homeland Security for children who are in immigration custody. So you're seeing a very, very wide range of issues that they're trying to address, and that's going to play out over the next several hearings in the Senate.
Well, let's take some from the Democratic side. You have Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy. He's the chair. He filed an amendment to extend immigration rights to gay citizens and gay permanent residents, allowing them not just to petition for residence, but also extend the rights that are given to others to bring, for instance, family members in. So if there's a gay person who comes in, they might bring their spouse or their children. What's been the response to that, especially on the Democratic side?
That's one of the more interesting aspects of this amendment process. Look, getting immigration reform through the Senate, a very reluctant House, and finally getting it signed by the president is already going to be an incredibly difficult job. We haven't seen a bill like this pass Congress since 1986, so it's already a tough sled. And so what you have now is, given the size of it, folks like Senator Leahy and a lot of advocates in the LGBT community are saying, well, this is the opportunity to include to be included in the debate so that mm-hmm. they can extend immigration rights. Basically, one of the main things they're arguing for is for a U.S. citizen to be able to petition for their same-sex partner and for their family, and to bring them in under current under immigration laws. There's obviously been some resistance on the Republican side to this. Senator Graham, not too long ago, when he was told about this proposal, I think his response is, hey, why not just go ahead and throw abortion into this as well? I
mean, they see it as provocative.
Yeah, I mean, and bring it in a very difficult topic. And at the same time, you do have some Democrats who are kind of saying, hey, look, this is already going to be hard enough. We'll address that eventually, but this may not be the right time to do it. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with Leahy's amendment. He may introduce it and withdraw it. We're not sure what's going to happen there, but it'll be really interesting to see how that rolls out.
But just because these were filed doesn't mean they might make it, you know, to the floor. But just in the couple minutes we have, just give us, if you want to tick through, a sense of those that you think that will make it.
I think it's unquestionable that you are going to see a lot of these bills that have to do with border security in there. If you remember 1986, that was the last time that we legalized any of the unauthorized immigrants that were in the country. That part of that bill worked. But the part that didn't work was when they promised at the time that they were going to secure the borders and make sure that there were going to be no future waves of illegal immigration. And so you have a lot of Republicans, especially in the House, but even in the Senate, who were calling for tighter controls, for calling for more resources along the border. Because as they say it, they can't sell this bill to their constituents if they can't realistically assure them that the border is finally going to be secured this time. So I think you're going to see some progress made in that direction and pushing the bill in that direction. Senator Rubio, who's a member of this Senate gang who filed this bill, has actually spoken quite openly about the idea that he wants to see the bill move in that direction. So given his critical position in this, I think you're going to see some of that. There's a lot of other provisions that have to do with the high-tech field. They've added a lot more visas for high-tech workers, for people with advanced degrees in science and engineering and mathematics. But they did it also but they also put a lot of, I don't know if you want to call them roadblocks or regulations in front of it. In some cases, they have to offer the job first to an American worker before they offer it to a foreigner. And so that's, you're seeing a lot of pushback right now from the tech industry and from some folks saying that it needs to be a little bit easier so they can get the workers that they need.
Alan Gomez reports on immigration issues for USA Today. The deadline for amendments was last night. Boy, did they come in, 300 of them. And the bill will go before the Senate Judiciary Committee tomorrow. Alan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay. We can take a break. There's a big kerfuffle going on in the crowdsourcing world. Some people think that Kickstarter is being co-opted. We will take a look at that in 1 minute here and now.